Hey, Church Home, I'm so excited to share the story of Jesus with you one more time. All right, True Confessions, this sermon was inspired by a friend of mine who recently wrote a song, Joel Houston, and Hillsong United on their new album has this song. It is my favorite song in a really long time. Joel, if you're out there, thank you. The song is entitled Starts and Ends. And there's this bridge. I think it's called a bridge. I actually don't know like musical theory, technical terms, but I think it's the bridge. And the bridge goes over and over, lay your burdens down upon him. Speaking of Jesus, our burden bearer, that these burdens that are on our heart, on our mind, on our shoulders, that we're to give them to Jesus. I've been listening to this song over and over and over. And every time it comes to, again, what I think is the bridge, and I hear those lyrics, lay your burdens down upon him, it quickly dawned on me that I don't do that very much. To be honest, that I actually think somehow it's my responsibility, right? I want to be a responsible human. I want to be a faithful father, a good husband. And, you know, I got to pick up, you know, the slack and I got to take care of the pressures and the problems and the difficulties and the challenges in the Smith family. And I got to be a good pastor at Church Home. And so people are going through stuff. The Bible says bear one another's burdens. And so I've noticed that I've kind of gotten a habit of trying to bear way too much. Translation, just feel overwhelmed a lot, right? You suddenly you're just like, I think I'm caring too much. I think I'm trying to do too much for others, for myself, concerns, worries, fears, challenges, difficulties. And before you know it, you're like, ah, like this is too much, right? And I think that's why the lyrics of my new favorite song of late, it speaks so much to my soul. Lay your burdens down upon him. Could it be that God actually is welcoming us, our burdens, our worries, our anxieties, our fears, these things that clearly weigh us down and make us feel overwhelmed, is God saying, hey, I want to take that for you. I want to take that for you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares, all of them, all your burdens, all your concerns, all your cares upon him because he cares for you. I love that. How often do we think, oh, God doesn't care about this little thing, or God doesn't care about my checkings and my savings, or God doesn't care that, you know, I went on a date with this person and they don't want to go on another date and I feel pretty bummed out. God doesn't care. No, the Bible says he is so careful. I love one translation says, hey, live carefree with God because he is so careful with your life. Again, that's 1 Peter 5:7. Suddenly, it's like, wow, the lyrics are right. The song is right. We need to learn, really on a daily basis, to lay our burdens down upon Jesus. Psalms 55:22 says, give God your concerns. Give God your cares. Give God your burdens, and he'll look after you. He'll take care of you. I mean, that's Psalms 55 was written thousands of years ago, and no disrespect to people who live in ancient time, but it's like, man, how many more concerns and worries and in the information age and in the light speed of light in which we're all living in, it's like, I got so many concerns and I know of global catastrophes and challenges and tragedies, and it's just literally overwhelming. I wonder, again, if God is inviting us right now as we speak to learn to lay our burdens down upon him. Here's the picture I got, and I hope that it encourages you and serves you if you're feeling overwhelmed right now. By the way, it's pretty obvious, hopefully by now, who this message is for. If you are overwhelmed, this message is for you, and I certainly can relate. I just want to say that you're not alone at all. If you feel overwhelmed, we are with you. It is one of the reasons we exist as a community to encourage one another. Here's the picture I got. I pictured Jesus, and in three different gospels, we're told that, in fact, all four allude to the fact that Jesus walked this very long street as he made his way up to Golgotha, the hill of the skull, where he would be crucified between two criminals. And for whatever reason, as I was listening to that song, and I don't know, I've listened to it probably 100 times now, each time I listen to the song, Lay Your Burdens Down Upon Him, I see Jesus walking to the cross. And of course, we know historically that street was lined with people, lined with onlookers. One gospel records Jesus actually speaking to women who were grieving and weeping. There is Jesus carrying his cross. The story unfolds. Jesus actually is so beat up. He's been so tortured and brutalized. He actually doesn't have enough physical energy to carry that extremely large cross in which he's going to hang from in a matter of moments. And so they get a foreigner, someone who's just passing through town, Simon of Cyrene, and he ends up carrying the cross for Jesus. I wonder what it was like. I just want us to go there just for a moment in understanding how much Jesus wants to bear our burdens. I wonder what it was like watching Jesus make that long, laborious, painful, agonizing walk to his crucifixion. I wonder what it must have been like to literally be there and witness that. I want us, if we can, use our imagination, which God gave us, and imagine what you would feel while watching Jesus. Who is this man? Done nothing wrong, and yet he's under so much agony. He's under so much pain. Why is he doing this? What is the point of all this? Is this merely political, or is something larger happening? Why is he having to go through this? And one of the answers that is over and over and over clearly given to us through Scripture is he did it for you and he did it for me. He did it first and foremost for the burden of sin. Sin is the ultimate burden. It's the ultimate soul crusher. We know that we have erred and we are wrong, and it's overwhelming. Shame sets in. You did it again. You just keep messing up. You can't do it right. And those voices in our head, Jesus walked that street, was pinned to a cross so that you could be free from those voices in your head. And you could reply to those voices in your head that I'm forgiven and I'm loved, not because of what I've done, because I screwed up again, but because of what Jesus has done. You know, as the story unfolds, it's interesting because Jesus is not actually even able to carry his own cross, is he? He's so weak because he's been beaten to an inch of his life. They have to find a man who actually has some strength about him, who can carry his cross for him. Can I use this as a picture for a moment? I think this is what we do. I think instead of allowing Jesus, who by the way is fully God and fully man, and now Jesus having completed the work of the cross, the crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus bears all of our burdens. But I think sometimes we think Jesus needs help. We do. We look at even this story, and clearly in his humanity, in his humanness, his frailty of his body, he needed help, didn't he? He needed Simon to help him carry the cross. I am telling you, God doesn't need any more help. God does not need our help. But I think oftentimes we look at our lives, we're like, okay, Jesus, I'm going to help you out in this season. I'm telling you, what Jesus was doing on that cross was once and for all of our burdens, for all of our shame, for all of our guilt. He took it upon himself. It wasn't just the beatings. It wasn't just the hemorrhaging of his body. It wasn't just the bleeding that was the most painful part of the crucifixion. Jesus was bearing the shame, the guilt, and the pain, the emotional, mental torment that every man, woman, boy, and girl would ever experience in their lifetime, all in that moment, all in that moment. He is the great burden bearer. I think about that, and I'm just going to be really candid with you. When I'm listening to these lyrics, I see myself giving my burden to the man who walks to Golgotha. I do. I see myself willingly, though in so much agony and so much pain, I realize that the most humble thing I can do is to allow my King, the God of heaven and earth, who put on skin and bone, to take the burdens that I try to carry on my own, to allow Jesus to take the cross off my shoulder and carry it on my behalf. That is actually what we're called to do. Jesus welcomes our burdens. He invites our burdens. Are you overwhelmed? Are you in over your head? How about welcome to life, right? It's like, I am not, I remember becoming a dad for the first time of Zion, who's now 15. And I remember thinking, I don't have training for this. I didn't go to school for this. What am I going to do? God, what am I supposed to do? And all of the sudden, the burden of parenting, dun, 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 right? It's like right there, front and center. And you're like, I don't know. I was still working on being a son. I don't know if I can be a dad. And suddenly there's this overwhelming sense, this burden. And the Bible welcomes us. Even if you can physically see yourself standing by the street as your Savior walks by, that you give him the burden of parenting, that you give him the burden of being the spouse you know you're supposed to be. You give him the burden that you feel like, I can't fight pride on my own. I can't fight hate on my own. I can't fight lust on my own. Before you know it, you're like, man, I got hate in my heart. I got lust in my heart. I got pride in my heart. I got selfishness in my heart. I got arrogance and comparison and all of these things. And I'm expected to be this, that, and the other. And I can't really, I'm not even being great at my job right now. Emotionally tormented. I'm full of anxiety. It's like, God, what am I supposed to do? I want, if you can, for a moment to see yourself in the crowd watching the greatest man who's ever lived walk to his death willingly, so that you and I, by definition, can live free. And living free is not just forgiven. Living free is also burden-free. And Jesus welcomes us to a burden-free life. And let me explain, because those of you who know Scripture are probably already thinking Matthew chapter 11. And that's where I want to conclude this sermon. Matthew chapter 11, 28, 29, and 30, Jesus is recorded saying, and I quote, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I want to give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So suddenly we have these scriptures that say, all your burdens, put them on Jesus. Jesus took all of our burdens on the cross. He was already carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders as he walked to the cross. We're actually not called to help Jesus. No, we trust Jesus. But wait a minute, Jesus says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So is there a burden or is there a yoke? What does this life look like? Now, when I see the word easy, I'm gonna be really honest with you. I'm really attracted, right? It's like, hey, any scripture with easy in it, I'm in. That tops my list. If Jesus says this could be easy or that could be easy, because if you're like me, when it comes to feeling overwhelmed, when it comes to feeling like you got burdens in your life, all oftentimes we're looking for is ease. Just give me some reprieve, right? Just give me some escape. I can't keep this up. If I'm completely honest at this point, even recently, Chelsea and I have been having conversations with each other. Certain aspects of our schedule, certain aspects of things that we're doing, we can't just keep doing everything as we're doing. It's getting a little overwhelming. So we're already going, okay, where can we find some reprieve? Where can? But this message is not coming from someone I've heard about. It's coming right out of my heart and my own life. And I think that's why that song has been so near and dear to me, because it's like, I feel like I got a lot of burdens I'm trying to carry on my own and not giving them to Jesus, not laying them on Jesus. He's right there. He's available to me. So what does Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30 mean? Can I explain it to you? We hear Jesus saying, listen, are you worn out? Are you burned out? Are you overwhelmed? Of course, the message is to who? Matthew's gospel is first to the Jewish people. What are the Jewish people at this point, this juncture in human history? They're overwhelmed. They're exasperated. Why? Because they cannot bear the burden of the law. It's just too much. Some 600 laws, they can't do it. They feel deflated. They feel defeated. They feel overwhelmed. This isn't working. And Jesus goes, hey, if you come with me, I got a different way. I got a whole different way of living life. The cosmos will change as you know it if you will trust me, the creator, the leader, and the guide. And he says, I have a yoke and I have a burden, but my burden's not overwhelming. Now, burden at the time was a reference to the way people live their life. He said, the way we're going to live this life is not going to be too heavy. And the yoke spoke of the rabbi's teaching. All rabbis had their take on the Torah, their take on the law and their teaching. Jesus says, my teaching is so different. My teaching is, my burden is light and my teaching is easy. Now, when Jesus says easy, he doesn't oftentimes mean easy the way we mean easy, right? Easy for us is like peaches and cream, cookies and cream, jelly beans, banana splits, strawberry ice cream. It's like, let's, you know, the easy street. But Jesus is saying something here that is so profound. First of all, just as we conclude, just 2 points. And the first point I'd like to make is this idea of a yoke and what it meant. A yoke, the picture of a yoke was actually two oxen. It was an actual tool in agriculture that was used by farmers. This tool, the yoke, was used to synergize two beasts, two oxen, to prepare ground for planting the seed, reaping a harvest, and therefore delivering an income for the respective farmer and those who worked on the farm. Jesus says, I have a yoke, and it's easy. It's easy. Here's what he means. Every farmer, or most farmers in those days, hear how they would use the yoke. And people who are listening to this story or listening to the statements of Jesus knew what he was referencing. This is what farmers would do in Jesus' day. They would take a yoke. They would buy a very expensive ox, right? And by expensive, meaning it was a big, strong, right? It was an award-winning kind of ox, right? In the local, you know, maybe farm shows and stuff, it was the blue ribbon ox, right? It's like, wow, that's an amazing ox. And they'd have to pay top dollar. But farmers were shrewd enough and smart enough to know the second purchase doesn't have to be an award-winning ox, doesn't have to be a strong ox. We'll make the second purchase the cheap ox. It'll be a skinny little ox with, it's not very impressive, but here's what the yoke will produce. The yoke will combine the forces, and that little ox will do the work of the strong ox. That's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, meanwhile, you are trying to toil up the ground of your life on your own. And what I want to do is I want to live in step with you. I'm going to be the strong ox and you're going to be the weak ox. That's why Jesus says when we're weak, then we're strong. Because when we're weak, we recognize we need him. And that's the moment we go, God, I can't do this. And he goes, thank you for saying that. It's okay. We are in this together. When you're weak, I'm strong. I am the large, strong ox that's going to carry you through the difficult, mysterious seasons of your life. That's why he says, my yoke is easy. When you're weary, when you're weak, when you're deflated, defeated, and overwhelmed, you lean on the strength of Jesus who will pull you through. And sometimes it feels like God's just pulling us along and we're the little oxen who cannot and we're being dragged along, but God will see us through. Isn't that amazing? It's incredible. And can I say the second point is that when it speaks to this idea of a yoke and this idea of a burden, one of the reasons he says easy or not heavy or light is because, well, the yoke was custom to the size and scale of the oxen. It means it was custom made. It was custom made. Do you know you're custom made? Do you know the life that you are living right now? I fundamentally believe you were made for this. You were made for this. Suddenly, this overwhelming sensation, right? Because here's what happens. We start doing things that probably maybe we do a little bit too much. Maybe we feel overwhelmed. And if you're like me, it's like, okay, I'm trying to be a good dad. I'm trying to be a good husband. I'm trying to be a good pastor. I'm trying to be a good friend. I'm trying to, you know, do sermons on the app. And I'm trying to do sermons for Church Home Everywhere, Church Home Global. And right? It's like, I'm not doing good at anything. And so you overwhelm yourself with your schedule. But man, you know what ministers to me or speaks to my soul every time is at the end of the day, when I'm having those oftentimes pity parties, like, I do so much, this is crazy. He's like, oh, wait a minute, Jesus is with me. He said he would strengthen me. He said he would never leave me nor forsake me. Hey, I'm in this yoke with God. He is gonna see me through this. But lastly, one of my favorite things to tell myself is, Judy, you were made for this. You were made for this, right? I don't have to strive. I don't have to make it happen. I was made for this. I believe that God will lead you in a life that utilizes your God-given gifts, utilizes your God-given abilities, And so your life won't be a continual parade of overwhelmedness, which probably isn't a word, overwhelmedness, but a perpetual parade of just feeling, just, I can't do this. No, wait a minute. You're graced for this. You're gifted for this. That yoke, it was custom made for you. And I believe that for your life. Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel in out of your depth? Can we see Jesus as the great burden bearer? Can we watch him as he walks by to carry the weight of the world on his shoulders? Can we let him have these burdens? Can we believe we're in that yoke with him? Can we believe that we were designed and made for the life we're living? This has been an incredible encouragement to me for many, many years, seeing that passage, Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30, in this light. I love Jesus. Can I remind you again in conclusion? He has made provision for you in the current season you're in. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. And I believe he wired you ahead of time to walk through this season and see fruitfulness and productivity in your future. You're loved. In fact, you're more than loved. God is obsessed with you. Can I encourage you? When it comes to feeling overwhelmed, when it comes to feeling in over your head, out of your depth, one of the most practical takeaways, here's the pastor and me encouraging you. Hey, if you're in a living room right now, you're in a cafe, you're watching this maybe even by yourself, could there be somebody you could reach out to? Maybe you're thinking to yourself right now, Judah, I don't really have anyone to talk to. I promise you there is someone right here at Church Home Global you can talk to. We have people prepared to talk with you. And one of the most significant things we can do when we feel overwhelmed is tell somebody. I feel overwhelmed. And I believe that we can encourage one another and even remind each other the provisions that Jesus has made ahead of time. Can I pray for you? God, I thank you so much. So often you know that we feel overwhelmed, but you have already made provisions ahead of time for us. We thank you for that. I thank you so much for your grace. I pray right now for every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice who feels completely overwhelmed. God, help us. Help us to lay our burdens down upon you. What an honor and a privilege that we get to do that. We thank you. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. You have a whole different way of life prepared for us. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, can I remind you, if you would like to receive the free gift of forgiveness that only Jesus offers, you can do that right now in this instant, right now in this moment. You can just say, hey, I accept that. I believe that. Sometimes I'll ask people just to raise their hand because the kind of the feeling of raising your hand reminds you, hey, I'm feeling this. This is real to me. And in one moment of receptivity, in one moment of acceptance, you are forgiven forever. It is amazing. I love you, Church Home. This is so fun. We're so blessed this life we get to live together. And listen, we'll talk soon. Thanks for joining us.